going into Sunday, you know, the injuries obviously are one of the things that make me fearful. Obviously, Vegas thinks this is a close game. It's like a 1-point game. And so I'm kind of like, ugh, I don't know how to feel, but I just, the fact that the offense, and, you know, we sit here and we say they don't have an identity. They don't have an identity. Well, when you have all these injuries, I don't know how you can expect to have an identity. And the only identity I would think at this point for Deshaun Watson, while I know fans are frustrated, would be miracle worker compared to, you know, what's going on the offensive line for what he's trying to survive week in and week out. I've said it 1,000 times this week. He is en route to being sacked 90 times this season. Is that his fault? Maybe some of it's on him. Maybe some of it's on the offensive line. Maybe some of it is the fact that, you know, had trouble getting in sync with his number one wide receiver the first 2 weeks and missing his number two receiver, who's a tight end named David Njoku. But maybe we got some good news about him yesterday. So I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm really glad they're not playing a team that I think could smoke them this week. I think it'll be a competitive game. But I also, you know, like, I don't have great faith in a victory because they're on the road. I think that's the bigger reason why. I'm hoping that this year is the opposite of last year, where they're really, really good on the road.
The other part of it, too, is we all walked into that Giant game going, they're going to win. It's going to be ugly. Offense might be able to get on track, but Daniel Jones is bad at football, and they only have Malik Nabers, and if you cover him, you'll be fine.
And so, if you run the ball, you're probably going to win.
And so it felt last week,
like, that was our analytics on it.
It felt like everybody kind of got that very rude slap in the face after that game, where everybody walked in going, okay, this team is more talented than the Giants. This team is better than the Giants. They have a better scheme. They have all of those different things. The defense is better than the Giants' defense. The offense is more talented than the Giants' offense. This should be good and done. And I feel like all of us got the bucket of cold water dumped on our heads during that game, where we went, oh, no. And so now you are in a bit of a freak out because you thought you were going to waltz into that game and win. Now you have another game you're supposed to waltz in and win. There is no waltzing.
Yeah, like, I don't feel that. Like, I thought, I'm like, okay, the Browns should win this game last week. I never was like, they're going to win or this is 100% a win. I don't know how you can feel that with the injuries. And then, you know, you hear last week going into the game, Myles Garrett's got having trouble with his feet. And we know that that's part of the scenario going into this week. And I think when you have total confidence in a team that, like, I had total confidence in Dallas beating New Orleans week two. Okay. How'd that turn out for me?
Yeah.
Brutal.
That's everybody. I mean, it's the beginning of the NFL season. It's preseason week number 4, if you want to look at it that way, because the month of September has become the preseason. But, like,
I don't know how we can look at these games that way. I think that's crazy. If you want to just kind of ease into the season the first 3 weeks of the year, you don't deserve a job, man. You shouldn't be you get 17 chances. That's it.
Oh, God.
You get 17 chances.
Are you having dinner with the Browns
now?
But
I'm
saying,
are you
in those rooms?
No,
are you on the grass?
I am saying that if you're walking into any game and go, oh, this is a preseason game, I don't really care what happens, you're out of your mind.
You hanging with Bubba and Dorse? You with Dorse?
I don't know. I don't know how you can't see it that way. You got to take it seriously, man. You can't walk into the first, it's 3 weeks of the season. It's not 162. Like, look, if they lose 3 games in a row in the middle of a baseball season, that's not the end of the world.
Shoulder shrug, no worries.
But when you lose, how many weeks do they play baseball? 28? Something like that?
Sure. You can throw out any number right now that's above, like, 20, and I'd be like, yes, absolutely.
I don't know. I was just looking last week. How many weeks do they play in a baseball
season? It's a six-month season, basically.
All right. So somewhere around, right? That's about there. 6, 4, 4 times 6, 24, 20. I don't know. Somewhere there. There is no math on the show.
No, we try to avoid something.
It's like losing a week in baseball. It's like going, when you lose a game, it's like going on a 7 or 8 game losing streak in baseball. You can't do that. I mean, I get it. You lose a game every once in a while. No one's expecting for a perfect season. You can't. But if you're walking into these first couple games of it's the Giants. We got them. No, you don't. The minute you think you've won before you walk in the stadium is the minute you lose.
Find a fan.
For this franchise especially.
Find a member of, at least a prominent member of the fan base that wasn't walking to that game going, hey, you should railroad the Giants. They're a mess.
You should.
I mean, we had somebody call last week and call Daniel Jones trash. Well, Daniel Jones walked out and had himself an afternoon. Like, we'll probably need to calm some of this down a smidgen on all of it. But, like, that's the thing with this Raider game that is scary. Is this is another one that we should all be like, it's Gardner Minshew. The offensive line is a bit of a mess. The Raider run game is lack thereof. In fact, they actually end up like losing points every time that they run the ball because they're just such a mess trying to do it. And Max Crosby dealing with a high ankle sprain. This shouldn't be quite as bad. Like, you start going down the line and you're like, okay, this feels like the get right game. This feels like the game. And the problem is none of us have that right now because we have all watched this offense go onto the field and stutter and sputter and stammer and whatever other ST word you feel like putting in front of it. And we've seen a defense play good. They haven't been all world. They haven't been what we saw last year. They have been good. And that's not meant to be a slam. And by the way, like, nobody really should be blaming Jim Schwartz right now. But they've been good. But a lot of us were sitting there going, okay, this defense could come in and go all world. It'll allow this offense to stutter and sputter and, you know, all of those different ST words that you could pick there. And they'll drag the rest of the ship up. And so far, the defense has been good, not great.
You're getting a heavy sigh on this one. Because I'm not taking anything for granted. I think our defense can win this game for us. I don't know what our offense looks like.
Should win this game for you, but
you get when, how
should's
often,
carrying
can,
a lot of weight.
Can
right
you
now.
Bank on that?
No.
You know, it just takes one or two short fields, and you're not really blaming the defense if they only give up 20 yards on a drive, and the next thing you know, they're walking into the end zone. Here's what I do know, and this is like my fear, is that I keep thinking back to last year with Minshew throwing for over 300 yards, two touchdowns. Now, I did get four sacks in that game when he was playing for Indianapolis, but he still threw for 300 yards in that game.
Dude is a wild card. Like, that is the best thing that you could say about Gardner Minshew. And I mean, he basically embraces that idea of being a wild card. I mean, there's a reason why everybody was calling him Uncle Rico coming out of the draft. Like, the guy is a wild card. He can come out and make 4 to 5 throws that you're like, holy mackerel. I can't believe you just did that. Or some scrambles in between. And then he'll make 4 to 5 throws that are like, did you spin on a baseball bat 25 times and then decide to throw a football?
What's a good week for Deshaun Watson? What's a good week? 216-474-0092. What do you need to see out of him on Sunday to have more confidence, have a little bit more confidence? Like, the confidence starter, I need, you know what I really need? I need this team to play 4 quarters, you know? Play 4 quarters. Do you like the way I edited
I liked
myself?
It. Yeah.
Four.
I like that.
Quarters.
Just doing a yesterday for a word.
Why can't this team do that? Play 4 quarters. I get it. Injuries, a little bit. Okay. Coaching. Okay. Great. Can you give me the 16 play drive and script it out for the entire game? Can you? And then here's the other thing. Maybe don't script it out because I watched what we saw last week. And if that script said pass, what were they thinking? Why didn't they run the ball? I'm still befuddled by last week's game, and I desperately wanted to turn the page on Wednesday, and I just couldn't do it because I'm still thinking back to last week because now I don't trust for this week. Please let me trust you, Browns. That's all we're asking for as fans. Let me trust you.
I'll give you one. The Browns right now, this is going to make you sick. In third down conversion rate, right? Again, how many third downs you end up converting
into first
down?
You mean like the six they have at home in the first half from both games?
They're converting 18.6% of third downs into first downs.
Ugh.
That to me is success. If you can get it to where you're actually converting first downs and beginning to move the ball down the field, and even if those turn into field goals instead of just flat out three and outs, or just flat out not getting many first downs where this offense gets no momentum and no movement forward, that to me is a success. That's where my expectations have been lowered to, is, gosh, just put some drives together where this thing looks like it's clicking. It looked like it's clicked in like 2 or 3 drives this season, but do it more frequently than what you've been doing of late, because 18.6%, again, 31st in the NFL, is just grotesque. Repugnant, if you prefer.
All right, so we're going to talk more about the game. We'll take a couple of your phone calls on this. 216-474-0092. Plus, I want to talk about how much tickets you're going for this game. If you're trying to get in and maybe you're trying to catch a last-minute flight out to Vegas. Although, I have got to believe that Hopkins looks like the stadium right now, that it's got to be packed with Browns fans that are trying to get out and get over to Vegas. So, and I'm curious, I'm wondering how much people paid for tickets to get out there, because I'm gonna go through. We'll talk about some of that when we come back. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Hey, gentlemen, yeah, I'm going to chime in. Hody, JT, Andy, and Menigan, man, I'm just pumped. I'm going tomorrow. I'm mad, though, because I'm hearing JP is going to be there at the circuit tonight. And it's like, man, that's another project I helped build. And just my boys are there, the Browns fans, you guys, some of you guys at least are going to be there. This, like, all right, maybe I should have went off tonight instead of tomorrow. But I digress, man. The uniqueness of Vegas, obviously, is just this awesome atmosphere. Even Jeff Thomas toned in on the why is the A's stadium going to be built on the Strip? It's just something symbolic, man. I understand you said everyone from Vegas doesn't go to the Strip, and that's true. But the masses that move there, like me and many, many, many other Northeast Ohio people from all over the world, they congregate in the Strip. They really don't venture out to the outskirts. I mean, no. It's just, you like going to Parma, you know, I mean, your local tavern, which is fine if you're from there, but I'm merely saying.
All I know is that Cousin Eddie taught me that you can, you know, I don't cook a steak or some chicken on a rock out there at so hot.
Man, it gets up to 120. The real feel at the airport, they take the temperature, you know, 115, 118, whatever. The real feel has got to be 128. Mm. And I'm wearing structural steel gear, ironworking, and man, that gets up to 130, 135. It's very dangerous, but I digress. It's going to be nice weather this week. The game at hand, man, I mean, both teams are really hungry for this W. And again, it's ugly. It's ugly, the Browns playing their offense, that is. You said how many ST words can we use, Menigan, from last week? One was called stupid. I think some of these play calls, you know, and just the way they ran the ball and did certain things are like, what's going on here? Come on, man. We're better than this. I wanted them to start off at least 2-1, 3-0, hopeful, wishful thinking, but that did not occur. This Vegas team is hungry as well, so that's the conundrum we're running into. We'll be solid. A lot of Browns fans like myself will be there. I mean, it's going to be very fun, but again, I'm business-minded. I mean, I go to Vegas all the time. Now it's business. My football team's there. I want a W. Can this happen? It's got to be done by the defense.
Rhino,
you alluded to, Andy.
Yeah, Rhino, are you at the airport right now in Detroit? Or?
I am not. I'm actually I'm working. I'll be going to the airport tomorrow morning.
But okay, again, I was just curious.
But one more thing, though, man. I just want to say that the Browns still can't get this W. I still feel it's going to happen. It's got to happen because starting off 1-3 is just like, come on, man. But that being said, it's going to be fun. We're going to bring this home with a W. Hey, guys, thanks for taking my call. Great show as always.
Thank you, Rhino. Appreciate you. Rhino, who's in Vegas, Detroit, he's all over the world.
I mean, that's the big thing with it. The Raiders need a win, too. You know, they're in the same problem right now, sitting at 1-2. So it's... I got a feeling this game is going to be ugly. This is going to be an ugly football game.
Ian's in Boston Heights. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking the call.
Of course.
Yeah, it's a huge game for both teams. We got to come out with the dub. I just want to see Deshaun, just play efficiently, get the ball out quickly. I mean, some of the sacks are his fault. I think most of them are more on the line than him, but some of them are on him. That being said, the line's in shambles, so let's get the ball out of his hands quickly. This is a little bit out of his control, but I'd like to see them come out in some heavy formations, two tight ends, and run the ball a little bit more, even with some designed runs for him. He's such an elusive runner, and I don't want him to get hurt. I don't want him to just pound the ball with Deshaun, but I think a few more designed runs for him would be really good for the team. And let's see him.
Doesn't that scare you? Design runs for Deshaun. Like, I cringe every time I see him run. Not that he can't run, I've seen, you know, plenty of plays. Like, I think one of our longest plays from scrimmage last week was a Deshaun run. I think about that reconstructed shoulder, and he's one pop away from being done.
Everyone's one. It's the NFL. Everybody's
good point, Ian. That's a good point.
I do agree with you on that, but I'm just concerned with him because. He's not everyone at $230 million a year, or $230 million overall, sorry.
You can't live in your fears about getting guys hurt. I mean, you can't. I mean, like I said, I don't want to see him run the ball 20 times, but you can't.
Ian, I think I get what you're saying here.
No, I get it. I understand.
There's a balance between Cam Newton and Lamar Jackson. And that's what you're looking for. We're not saying turn him into Cam Newton where he's running quarterback draws and quarterback power and all of those different things where they were treating Cam like he was a running back, or even early Josh Allen, where they were basically treating Josh Allen like a running back on a whole bunch of plays. But you could do a lot of those, you know, a lot of those RPOs could easily turn into run options for Watson to take off to the outside. And those are the kind of things that you're looking for. It's not as much like, all right, we're going to hand him the ball and it's going to be 11 on 11 and let's go. It's more like, okay, can we figure out a way to use his mobility to benefit the Cleveland Browns and at least get some kind of a run game, some semblance of a run game?
Matthew's in Cleveland. Hi, Matthew.
How are you, Matthew?
How you doing?
Good, good.
I feel like all of the negativity that's going around Deshaun Watson, he can shut all that down with a 300-yard passing game, 2 touchdowns.
Amen. That's amen.
He let Joe Flacco get that before him, and this is his team. So he want to silence all the critics. He go out there, he perform, he get a 300-yard passing game, 2 touchdowns. One to Judy, one to Cooper. We could go on with next week.
Here's the hard part about what you're saying. I thought that exact same thought that you had just there last week when they had two chances to drive the field with less than 5 minutes and 30 seconds to go, and they couldn't deliver. Now, a fumble's a fumble, and I don't know. You know, I don't think that fumble was his fault. But if you want to silence the critics, get the ball at the end of the game down less than a touchdown and go score and go score. And that's, you know, it happened twice last week. They had the opportunity. It didn't happen. So I think you're right. If he can come through this week, it'll silence people for at least a week. And that's where we kind of got to go with it. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate it. Jim is in Strongsville. Hello, Jim. James, how are you?
Andrew.
Yes. Let's, we're formal. We're formal today, James.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
We're doing like the
Daniel?
John Wick thing here.
Oh, yeah. It's totally formal.
Jonathan.
Yes.
Daniel.
James.
Anyways, listen. Here's the problem I've got is, and I don't mean this to judge the guy as a whole or not, or to say he's not or not going to get it done. But I think we need to start being realistic with Deshaun Watson. Like this idea, like I heard the previous caller say, we need to design some. Listen, Deshaun Watson is not the athlete he was in Houston. He's just not. You can't possibly look at the tape and look at him run and move around and say, oh yeah, that's the same. He's not. He's lost at least a step. He is not this elusive, electric runner like he was. And I think we need to appreciate that. So, yes, can he be elusive in the pocket? And can he run? Sure he can. But he's not. He's nowhere near Lamar Jackson. And honestly, the kid for Green Bay, Malik Willis, that kid looked like way more athletic and whatever than just what Deshaun Watson is. I just think we need to, like, deal with the Deshaun Watson that we have. I don't believe our eyes are lying to us, guys. I think we're still stuck to the memory of Deshaun Watson in Houston or Deshaun Watson at Clemson when he won the national championship. That guy's gone. We got to either get it done. We got to get it done with the guy that we have, not the guy that was. So let's curb that. I don't know if you guys agree or not.
Here's my point. Like I think so. Here's what I agree with. Right, our defense is pretty good. Can we agree on that? Our defense can be pretty good.
Yeah,
you with me on
absolutely.
That, Jim?
It's done it before.
Okay, so if our defense is pretty good, why? Like I look over to the right, and I see that team that wears black and gold, and they don't have outstanding quarterback play through three games, yet they've figured out a way to win. And that they've done it with a quarterback that has done what he needs to do. Now, maybe their offensive line's a little bit healthier than ours. I might give you that. But I watch that, and to me, that's coaching, man.
I said it earlier in the week, there's no reason why this team shouldn't be grinding out wins. They can. They have the team to grind out wins. They could have ground out wins against both the Cowboys and last week. They just didn't do it. They chose, like I said earlier in the week, and I mean it. It's almost like they've got to prove that the Deshaun Watson trade worked out, and I hate to coach that way.
Jim, I agree with you, and we will probably hear you later on Quick Predicts. Bye, Jim.
Thank you. So before you go any further, caller brought up throw for 300 yards.
Yeah.
How many quarterbacks this year have thrown for 300 yards? Just shot in the dark. We're through 3 weeks.
How many games or quarterbacks have done it?
We'll say 300-yard games because no quarterback has done it. Put it this way. No quarterback has done it twice.
7.
11.
Oh, it's been done 11 times. Yeah. I went under because of the way you presented that.
Yeah. So if he throws for 300, that's an accomplishment. In the way that the league is set up right now and the way defenses are, that's an accomplishment.
All right, we're going to come back to the Browns a little bit. We got a ton of Brown stuff. Kevin Stefanski's press conference coming up in the next hour. And then, of course, we'll do Two Keys and a Lock later in the show. We'll also do quick predicts. I can't believe I had to pause to say quick predicts for that for a second. We've been doing it for 13 years. When we come back, just kind of an interesting take on sports, right? Would you invest in a player? Like, would you actually take stock if you could have stock in a player? Think about that for a second. We're going to bring somebody in that's making that happen. How? Who? What? We'll explain next.